Carols and Scriptures for Advent, a devotional songbook from the C.S. Lewis Institute. December 11th, a reflection on Joy to the World by Professor Lynn Marie Combe, Professor of Family Law at Regent University School of Law. Quote, "Grace and peace to you from Him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits before His throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth. To Him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by His blood, and has made us to be a kingdom and priests to serve His God and Father, to Him be glory and power forever and ever. Amen." Revelation chapter 1, verses 4 through 6. Let earth receive her King. These exuberant words stem from Psalm 98 and are magnified here in the New Testament's revelation. Quote, "Sing to the Lord a new song, for He has done marvelous things," end quote, announces Psalm 98, verse 1. Then, quote, "Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Burst into jubilant song," end quote, verse 4. And again, quote, "Shout for joy before the Lord, the King," end quote, verse 6. So Psalm 98 can be read as a prophecy for both Christ's birth and His second coming, when even inanimate objects will rejoice. One of the most published Christmas hymns in North America, this carol is a celebration of God's sovereignty and the gift of Jesus Christ to all humanity. Isaac Watts included these words in his 1719 book of poems, each based on a psalm, adjusting each Old Testament text to refer more explicitly to the work of Jesus as revealed in the New Testament. Joy to the World shouts the unfolding of God's plans, His transformation of all creation. Our lives can manifest this change that Jesus Christ and His Holy Spirit work in us, carrying the impact of that joy of God, quote, "far as the curse is found," end quote. One Christmas morning found me in a hospital delivery room, giving birth to a baby girl. Somehow, I was wearing my pin that proclaimed, "Let every heart prepare him room." That morning, God manifested His work in our lives, and His new creation in our daughter delivered on His son's birthday. Welcoming her to our family with this hymn on our hearts, tongues, and hospital gown, repeated as sounding joy. Let's pray. Dear Father, may our very lives manifest powerful and penetrating joy to all around us. Amen.
Joy to